and a shelter enclosure for hogs and pigs.
Well, you would see the hog house.
Right. And the, now you mentioned dairy before in relation to that storage place for your son, that your son uses out for storing apples and things. What else does the word dairy mean?
Well, you could say basement, if you don't say that, but no, of course, basements are usually spoken of under the dwelling, but a dairy is one that is built away from the house, but it has a building over it.
I see. Now, it isn't, it's a raised building over the...
Oh, yes. The grade in size, but where people keep canning goods.
I see. But I was thinking of maybe the word dairy meaning being used for something other than a building like that in relation.
Well, are you speaking of a dairy barn?
Sure.
Well, that's used for the, on the dairy farms altogether.
And the place right outside the barn where the stock is kept and fed and allowed to move around a little bit.
The pasture.
Yeah. And that would be larger where they could go out and graze, but just something smaller where they're kind of in a little enclosure.
Barn lots.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Do you have what name some different kinds of undesirable grass that grows in a cultivated field?
Well, we have the Johnston grass for one. I don't think, and crabgrass.
Is Johnston grass used for anything? I mean, is it certain?
No, it's not very good. They try to get rid of it as much as possible.
You can't use it for feed or anything.
No, there's hardly anything that will eat it.
Is that right?
I don't think we have as much of it as we used to have, but the farmers used to fight it because...
I heard Mr. McLean yesterday giving somebody on the phone instructions on how to get rid of Johnson grass.
Yes.
Spraying it, cutting it, and then spraying it. And the way he was talking about it was a crop, you know, and I was wondering if they used it for something,
I'd say it's for Johnson grass because they try to keep it off the farm.
I see. Now, if it's talking about a place where a crop is planted, a large area where a crop is planted.
Field.
All right, now something, what about something smaller than a field?
Lot.
All right.
Acreage.
All right, acreage, lot. What about something even smaller than a lot? Or maybe a little larger than a lot, but something, another, like you just planted, say, a little tobacco or something.
Well, we usually speak of that in tents.
Mm-hmm. Is that what, a tenth of an acre?
Well, say you'd have a half acre, you'd say five tenths.
Uh-huh. Well, what I was thinking of is the use of the word, the use of the word, patch.
Well, you don't hear that very much anymore, but people used to refer to
was that. Was a patch larger or smaller than a lot?
Well, no, a patch was just any size.
I see.
People would speak of it as their potato patch or their bean patch, it was no certain amount. It was.
I see. It wouldn't be as large. Would it be as large as a field?
No, in speaking of patches, it was nothing like compared with a field. So, the word patch don't describe anything. We usually now speak of it as acreage.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would say, I have 6/10
mm-hmm.
of potatoes or beans. Mm-hmm. Or that's the way people would describe it now. Patch, it was just any amount you wanted to put out, but it was usually would be less than an acre, probably less than a half acre.
But now when you talk about intense, you can be more...
You'd speak of it as acreage, as given the amount.
I see.